JP Logue from Kilmacrenan, back in action again, another Donegal International Rally, halfway through the first day. How have things gone for you?
Things have gone very well on the second stage there. The wee bit of trouble on the first stage, Chris, with a small miss, which seems to come through the fast shift, so we're changing the order now, and it seems it's fine. So closer to the times that last run there, so I'm happy.
Like so many people from Donegal, this is the big event of the year for you, and you've got your team here, so how many would be involved in service with you?
I suppose ours is a small family-run thing. James, my brother, sits on with me. My two brother-in-laws are looking after the car, so yes, it's clubman at his best, really.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it, for so many people?
Absolutely, you know, I suppose, you know, probably more than 50% is just set out for this event, just do Donegal, the hull climbs and the harvest, and, you know, because they're so good, you don't mind sitting out the following year again, really.
And so far today, looks like very big crowds.
Massive crowds, and then the dry weather helps with that too, yeah, so it's great crowds out there, great atmosphere.
So looking forward to the rest of the rally?
Very much so, yeah, exactly. It's early stages, just as a marathon, not a sprint, as they say, so yeah, keep her going.
Niall Curran from Maville, out in the Honda Civic, number 152, how have things gone so far on Friday?
We're going well there in stage one, we broke a drive, so that's, we're out in rally two now, so we'll get started.
So what about the stages so far? I mean, how demanding were they?
Oh, hard stages. There are a lot of cars out there in stage one, so there is, anyway.
Yeah, and big crowds out there today?
Oh, massive crowds. Some will.
Yeah. And going over stage one, like, what was your experience of it? Like, how tough was it?
Oh, tough stage. I done it in 2015 Harvest before now. It's a demanding stage.
And the pace out there really fast today.
Oh, the pace is mad. You wonder where they're getting their time, so...
Yeah. But you're enjoying it.
Someday.
Paddy Walker from Clarendonna, out enjoying the Donegal Rally. You've done half a day. How's it gone?
It's going well, so it has. Two stages going, so I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Haven't been out for a long time, so really enjoying it.
Good to see you back into Inishowen as well.
Yeah, it's just a pity it didn't come a wee bit farther down. We're living hope. But no, it is good to get it down the road again.
So tell us a little bit about your car.
It's just a Group N Honda Civic, fairly standard. A small gated car, basic 1600. It's a clubman's spec car. Good reliability, we hope.
Yeah. So what's the plan for the rest of the day?
Just keep cruising on the way we are, not be too mad, and just keep steady.
Yeah.
And
ultimately to get round and complete the whole event.
Yeah, for the price we want to do all the stages, not just a couple of them. We plan to do the whole lot of all going well, and these boys keeping us on the road here.
And whilst, you know, some of the WRCs and the R5s and the International get so much of the limelight, I mean, it's people like yourselves that make this what it really is, isn't it? It's such a great rally.
Well, it's all family and friends that's doing the service and looking after the car, preparing the car. Only for that, we wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
It's all a lot of fun. Everybody's here for the laugh. Well, these guys are helping JP's men, JP's men's helping my men, so it's all good fun, like. And that's the way it should be. Everybody's looking out for everybody else.
Patrick Boner from Burtonport. You didn't compete last year. You're back again this year in service after the first loop. So how has it gone?
Oh, okay. So far the plan is to get to the finish. So I don't even know how we are in the class. We're just doing our own thing and going for a finish.
Yeah. So it's all about getting around.
That's the one.
Yeah. So what about the stages so far? I mean, you wouldn't be overly familiar with them. What did you think they were like?
No, they're new for everyone this year. So, the first one's pretty gravelly, so it's hard to judge the grip. A few cars off already on the first stage, so just goes to show you need to watch.
Yeah. And you've a good team behind you here?
Yeah, all friends just helping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the preparations for this, how far back did you start planning?
The start of the year, really, and then done the Cavan rally about 3 weeks ago to kind of try and get up to speed a bit.
Yeah. And are you enjoying it?
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. And what about the spectators en route? Looks like big crowds out there.
There seems to be big crowds, yeah. And like Friday's always going to be a bit quieter. It'll be busy for the weekend and the weather's good, so that's the main thing.
Jason McCahill, you're navigating from Remelton, so you know some of the stages pretty well. This morning we've been in Inishowen, and you're out in the little Micra, and no doubt it's been quite an experience.
Oh, it definitely is. The wee blue Micra, she's going not so bad. Very warm, Chris. Very warm, but as you say, Remelton, tomorrow we'll get over. Hopefully get through today, the next three. We didn't get stage three there in the end up. But we've got the first two stages. We're going all right. Tentatively napping around, get to tomorrow, put the push on, home stages and see where it takes us.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a prime example of local rally drivers enjoying the crack. There's a big smile on your face with a small team behind you, and it's all about getting out there and hopefully getting around.
Oh, definitely. The day I stepped under a rally car last year, I said, the day it gets too serious, I'll be stepping out of it. Brendan asked me to sit. It's a great experience. It's a wee car, Chris. It's great crack. That's all we're here for, and we're glad to be here in our home rally. So hopefully we'll keep going, and fingers crossed we'll push on. That's the main one.
Andy Heacon over from Canada, another Donegal rally for you. So how does this one compare so far?
Fast, very fast. Friday stages have been a real eye-opener compared to last year, but good, good. We're bedding in. New car, new navigator, new everything, so we'll get there.
Tell us a bit about the navigator.
No park this year's.
Porikini.
Yeah, I called him one day, what, do you want to sit? And he says, he'll give it a shot. He's well experienced, so needs somebody to keep me right.
So what's the background? Where are you from? The connections?
I'm from Carrick originally, and Parkshmar's
out. Right, right. And the stages so far, what have they been like?
Fast and bumpy. Looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah. We need to get the tomorrow's stages, so bring her home today. Long rally.
And the dry conditions, does that suit you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like wet stages. Yeah. I'm only get out in the car maybe once or twice a year or so.
Yeah.
I need the dry stages to get some kind of confidence.
And the stages today, any particular moments of note?
We had one or two on the first stage, hadn't we, Barry?
Near past ourselves, right?
So, they were good. They were interesting. It was driver error more than anything else. So, yeah, they were good fast stages. Looking to get back out in them again now.